All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Jepson Canyon Public Infrastructure District number 1. Today's May 12, 2026. It's 10:32 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording. We'll start with the board. Kent, your vice chair, would you like to start?
Sure. Kent Olson with the developer.
David Calder with the developer.
Lauren Warburton with CLA District Accountant.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Board, first up, we have the board meeting minutes from our February 13th meeting. Do they look accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I get a motion, Ken?
Sure. I move that we approve the meetings from the February board meeting.
I second that.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Okay, Lauren, take it away.
Thanks, Michael. Okay, so board, we just have one payment for Q1, and it's the scheduled bond interest payment. So it's $335,943.75. Nothing to review there, so I'll go ahead and just move to the financials. So for Q1, if we start with the balance sheet here, total assets at March 31st, we're sitting at $473,662, with the majority of that being in the debt service fund. We've got $421,054 there. But then in the general fund, there's also $46,917 and then $5,691 in the capital projects fund. Then on the liabilities side, we do have about $62,000 sitting in accounts payable. Then moving to the general fund here, no revenues quite yet, but it does look like total expenditures so far are just over 8,000, including the accounting costs and then the legal costs that have come through. And then in the debt service fund, interest income so far is just over 5,500. Then as far as expenditures go, we just have that scheduled bond interest payment that we showed on the payment listing. So that brings our ending fund balance at Q1, or sorry, end of Q1 to be just under 384,000. And then lastly, here in the capital projects fund, very limited activity, but we did have $43.33 of interest income. Any questions I can answer on the financials today?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay,
Okay.
it's
So
really
what?
short and sweet today. What I need then is a motion to accept the first quarter financials in the expenditure list.
I'll make a motion that we accept the first quarter financials.
Thanks,
I'll
David.
second.
Thanks. And all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, couple things that the legislature did. First off, they're requiring new conflict of interest disclosures. So if you haven't got an email from Tyler from our office, you'll be getting one right after the board meeting. So
Okay.
it's the same conflict of interest disclosure that they have to do. So they decided if they have to do it, every governmental entity in the state has to do the same one. So it's a lot more in depth than the previous one. We have to do it every year going forward. So I get for you two in a couple months, it won't apply, but just so you know, you have to do it every year. There's a window you have to do it within January 1st to January 31st. So the plan for us going forward would be get those done as soon as you can, because you two will still need to get them done as soon as we can. That way, if the audit comes through and they ask for it, this is something that the state auditor is going to ask for sure going forward. So try to get that to us in the next couple weeks. Then in our December meetings, we'll remind you, but we'll also send a copy of the one you had done for that year. And that way, you can almost cut and paste the
Yeah.
same if nothing's changed, right? This one does not require to be notarized, so you can just do it. which is nice. You don't have to do the notary. So that's going to be the plan with that going forward. Matt, anything from
Nope.
you?
I think that's it. Do you want me to talk about the meeting
Yep.
location? So the other change that the legislature made this year is they're actually requiring for all PIDs that they have to have a physical location for their board meetings that's either inside the PID boundaries. And if you don't have a facility inside the PID boundaries, which is typical, then it has to be near the PID boundaries. And they also said that if it's within the creating entity boundaries, in this case Apple Valley, then that's considered near. So I've actually already reached out to Jenna over at Apple Valley Town. I straight up just asked her if she would be willing to essentially be our anchor person for future meetings. She can just get on the Zoom call. She doesn't have to do anything, just log into the call from the town hall. She would also need to do the physical posting of the agendas at the town hall in Apple Valley. So already working on that. There's nothing else we need to, do. Hopefully she'll be willing to work with us on that. Nothing else we need to do, but I just wanted to update you that was a change made to the law, and we're working to get into compliance with it. So, kind of a hassle. It's sort of part of this whole thing we're seeing this year with PIDs kind of being under attack from different directions, and that was one of the things they did to us to make things more inconvenient for us. So.
Well, hopefully Jenna can help out. That would definitely make it easier.
Yeah, I even told her we'll pay the town for your time, we'll give her a per meeting fee or something. So we'll see. Worst case, if we have to, find somewhere else to do it out there, we can always send Christy out there, but I hate to have her driving out there every time we need to have a meeting. So that's the
I could help
problem.
with that, Matt, too, as far as potential stuff. So you can talk about that if need be.
Okay.
Just
Where is
because
it?
I know so many people out there.
Oh, okay. You don't live close to Apple Valley though, do you? Do you?
No,
Okay.
I'm in St. George.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll get with you then if for some reason Jenna, isn't willing to do it or we can't
We
work
could
that
just
out.
bat some ideas around.
Yeah, I'll get with you. We're hoping that she will because we also have our other PIDs out there in Occulta Roca that she would help us cover, so it'd be great if she'll help us, but we'll
Yeah,
see.
that'd be perfect. Yeah.
Yep. I think that's it
Okay.
though.
The other thing that we needed to chat about was the insurance. So we are part of the Utah Local Governments Trust. So we're a member. If you guys remember, we joined either the fourth quarter or third quarter, one of them. So we have a $5 million policy. At the time we did the insurance, that was kind of the floor for them. For districts was 5 million. The new districts we're doing, we can do them at 2. They've kind of looked at PIDs, the liabilities, and they're like, hey, they don't need 5, so we're okay with going down to 2. Well, the districts we have at 5 million, they said, hey, we need to increase the premium because the wholesale market in insurance is going up, so we need to bump up that premium. We said, well, we don't want to jump up to 5,000 per year. We want to stay at the 3,500. Can we go down to the 2 million? And they said yes to keep the premium at the 3,500. Matt and I have talked, and we both feel comfortable at the 2 million. That's what we're doing with the other districts. So we just wanted you guys to know and then let us know you're okay with it going down to the 35. You guys both okay?
Yeah, I'm okay with that, especially if you guys, recommend that. I think that makes sense to me.
Yeah. David, you good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's everything that I have. You guys have anything for us?
No, I think we can close out the meeting if you're okay. Yep.
Yeah. I
Everything
did
on
send
track for
you.
closing still?
Yeah. Yep, let's do it that way. Okay, could I get a motion to adjourn then?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Thanks,
Yeah,
David.
I'll second.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. We'll close out the meeting.